Another blast of Arctic air put a deep freeze on much of the country yesterday. Dozens of record lows were recorded in the Midwest, and it dropped below zero as far south as Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle. It was 37 degrees below zero in Aberdeen, South Dakota on Sunday morning, and 31 degrees below zero in Valentine, Kansas. Liz Miller, who owns the Covington Inn on the Mississippi River in St. Paul, Minnesota, says she's endured the cold just fine.
Twin City people are super hardy and strong. Like, I had friends that were out riding bikes today, riding their bikes, and there's like 10 inches of snow. And they just bundle up, and we deal with it.
National Weather Service meteorologist Patrick Burke says another round of bad weather is coming just ahead of the busy holiday travel season.
Looking towards the travel dates right before Christmas, late this week into early next weekend, we could have a storm system developing over the western United States and the Rockies and then pulling out into the plain states. So you want to watch that for your travel plans.
And a reminder now that treacherous winter weather can turn tragic without warning. Two young hikers in New York State will be home for the holidays this year, but only after a close call. The couple went missing last week in the stormy, snowy Adirondack Mountains and spent two perilous nights lost in the bitter cold. Brian Mann from Here and Now contributor North Country Public Radio has the story of the amazing rescue that brought them home.
Blake Aloy is age 20 and Madison Papalizio, age 19, vanished on a day hike to Algonquin, the second highest peak in the Adirondacks. With an Arctic storm blowing in, Forest Ranger Scott Van Laer was sent to search the dense forest near the summit. Imagine trying to find two lost hikers in a vast maze of snow.
We're going through the Krumholtz, which are, you know, 3, 4, 5 foot trees, and you get to all those air pockets, so you'll take a step and you'll crash through it. You're looking, you're yelling, but we're falling a lot, and you're exposed. It's the constant hitting of the wind.
So to give you a sense of what this situation was like for these two young people, I've skied into the high peaks in the valley below Algonquin here, and already I'm skiing through drifts of snow.
That sound is the creaking and popping of frozen trees hit by this fierce winter wind. Up high, where Aloyas and Papalizio were lost, it was much colder, the wind far more fierce. For 2 days, the searchers found nothing. By Tuesday morning, Ranger Scott Van Laer says he knew that had to be the day. One more night on the mountain in the cold and the dark, and their chances of survival were almost zero.
You don't give up. It does play a factor that it's someone so young. Definitely pulls at you emotionally more when it's young people. And I knew going in that day we had to get them within that window.
What no one knew was that the two hikers had mistakenly left the summit in the wrong direction, away from the trail. Madison Papalizio told CBS News that they fell, tumbling down a steep slope.
I was freezing. The fall pushed all of the snow up my jacket, into my gloves, in my boots.
She says they were too tired, too disoriented to fight their way back out.
We made an agreement early on when we got trapped that neither one of us could die because we couldn't leave the other one alone.
Tuesday morning, Scott Van Laer's search crew finally caught a break. The wind and blowing snow had been so severe on the mountain that helicopters couldn't fly. But one chopper was finally able to bring supplies to a nearby base camp.
Both subjects heard the helicopter and yelled to it, and we happened to be 200 feet away from them. Extreme bit of luck.
Van Laer says the hikers were tucked down next to a tree out of the wind. The fact that they found some shelter kept them alive.
When we got down to them, I could see they were shivering dramatically. But given they're out for 2 days, that was a really good sign because their body is still compensating. You know, the heat mechanism is still working. They hadn't gone over to the edge where the body is not trying to heat them up anymore.
But they were too cold and weak to walk. With a howling wind and clouds swirling over the forest, a state police helicopter tried about a dozen times to lift the two hikers to safety. Lieutenant Peter McLean was the chopper pilot that day.
One of the rangers on the radio said, "We have a window. We have a small window here." The window that he was seeing wasn't as big as we would like it to be, but it was enough for us to get in.
A video shot by a member of the ground team shows the chopper just above the treetops, facing into the wind as the hikers are hoisted up. McLean says piloting the helicopter in those conditions was a roller coaster ride.
Was it hairy and dicey? Absolutely. If I never do another dramatic rescue again in my life, I'm good. You know, that was quite the drama.
On the video, you can hear Ranger Scott Van Laer cheer as the last hiker is pulled to safety.
Yes! Woo!
So they got them just before even worse Arctic weather blew in that would have certainly been fatal. Madison Papalizio is home safe. Blake Aloyas is still in hospital facing complications from severe frostbite, but he's alive and he'll be home soon. For Here and Now, I'm Brian Mann in New York's Adirondack Mountains.
A beautiful place to have such a frightening experience and an incredible story. The pictures are incredible as well. We've got images of this virtually impassable snowed-in terrain where rescuers found those hikers. We also have video of the airlift that you just heard at hereandnow.org.